640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago at midnight. The immigration policy known as Title 42 ends. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reports.
The Biden administration has proposed new immigration policies, such as restricting migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they haven't applied for it in another country, like Mexico. Penalties including banishment for up to 5 years for those who try to go outside the asylum process. Those who are allowed to seek asylum here would be tracked by GPS and have home curfews. Still, Republican critics say the administration's immigration plans are not enough.
The COVID public health emergency also ends tonight, but health officials warn the threat of COVID is not over. Emergency medicine physician Owais Dorani says most Americans won't be able to get any more of those free tests.
Once the supply that the government has currently purchased runs out at some point in this year, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, if you're lucky enough and you have health insurance, you might have a copay or small out-of-pocket cost to get a test or treatment. Unfortunately, about 8% of the country does not have health insurance, and so those folks are going to be in a tough bind.
Charges are being filed against the Marine Corps veteran who's accused of using a fatal chokehold on Jordan Neely as they rode on a New York City subway train. WCBS-TV's Jennifer Bisram.
Witnesses say on May 1st, Neely, who was homeless and often performed on the subway, was acting erratically and screaming on the train before Penny tried to subdue him. Penny's attorney has maintained he never intended to harm Neely. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says the charge will be second-degree manslaughter.
Tomorrow's face-to-face meeting between President Biden and congressional leaders on averting a credit default has been pushed to next week, allowing staff-level talks to carry on through the weekend. CBS's Scott McFarland says it's traditionally how Congress and the president do business, but one Democrat is looking to make a permanent change.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, who has said, let's get the debt ceiling passed and let's do away with the debt ceiling altogether. This bear trap in the bedroom, as he calls it, is waiting for the next president, the next congressional leadership, and can be used by parties to force legislation through that wouldn't otherwise go through.
The government of Peru is allowing the prime suspect in the unsolved murder of an American student in Aruba to be extradited. CBS's Elaine Cajano reports.
It was in 2005 when 18-year-old Natalie Holloway disappeared while on a high school class trip to Aruba. Holloway was last seen leaving a bar with Jorn Vandersloot and two other men. No charges were ever filed in Holloway's disappearance. Her body has never been recovered. Vandersloot is in Peru, serving a 28-year sentence for the 2010 murder of Peruvian student Stephanie Flores.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica!
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
I'm talking to the men out there who think they're one of the good ones. Is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. Because the laughter at Trump's CNN town hall last night.
Full of supporters.
Full of supporters. Says a lot. And is... What, I don't even know if disappointing is the word that I want. Terrifying? Validating? Because I think as women, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who want to say, you know, not all men. And then you hear a room full of people laugh at the expense of a woman who's just been found in, had a case in her favor.
Yes.
Found in her favor that a man did indeed sexually assault her, albeit 30 years ago. And he can still get on a stage, is given a stage, which is a different story, and make jokes at her expense. And people will be entertained by it. And so I'm asking, is sexual assault ever funny? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, how you feeling this morning?
Well, I gotta tell you.
Tick off, D-off, what?
Yeah, because I did not watch it, but I was on Twitter, of course, which is where I live, and was watching comments come across as the town hall was going on. And originally, I was blisteringly angry.
Yeah.
Really, really angry. And then, as the evening wore on, I realized that I'm hurt.
Mm.
My heart hurts by this because I know good men. I married two good men. I am related to good men. We work with good men.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you can get 400 people to listen to those comments and laugh. And that just makes me look around at men and think, do you think it's funny?
Yeah.
Are you another one who thinks it's funny?
Would you laugh if you were there?
And there were a bunch of women in that audience too.
Well, we also know not all women.
Right.
But it flipped on its head a
right,
little bit.
Right, but it just, I need some reassurance from good men that you don't believe that this is okay.
844-967-2789.
I know you're there.
Give Jane some reassurance this morning that this is a wildly inappropriate and offensive display and that this is not funny. because it is. I mean, let's play. I know you don't want to hear his voice, but let's play the clip. So for people who missed it, they know what we're talking about.
Well, we got a couple. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
I want to ask about a significant verdict that was reached yesterday. I know this is something you want to weigh in on as well. A Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this.
Already
but what
laughing.
Do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out and they went up. Okay.
Because it's not about the sexual assault. It's about poll numbers going up. That's the important thing. And here's another longer clip from last night's town hall on CNN.
This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow it to
like
put
China.
That in. All of these things, but with her, they can put in anything. Access
this
Hollywood.
This is a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing. Just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her, and she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department store. We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, at Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register. And then she found out there are locks on the door, so she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay?
Just
I don't know
panky.
If she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Mr. President, can I...
He said he met her.
Conflicting stories.
Within 30 seconds, within the same 30 seconds. I never met the woman. I met her a couple of years ago. We took a picture together. Well,
I know the name of her dog. Yeah, I know the name of her husband.
Yeah, but I never met her. Is it funny? Is this funny? Does it make you laugh? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I can't believe that there are that many people who think this is hilarious.
But there's that many people that after the, you know, and he's continuing to defend the Access Hollywood video.
Oh, I know.
Millions of years.
Yes,
it's been millions of years that this is just how it is, that powerful men can just grope women and get away with it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that many, back in 2016... there was that many women who heard that tape and still voted for him because they, I don't know, variety of reasons. But there is certainly women who laughed in that audience.
Oh, yeah.
There's certainly women who defend his statements. But it's also just the men who claim they're good guys. That they're the good ones, but then still chuckle when the door is closed or even when it's not.
Yeah, well. They were televised. 844-967-2789. A sexual assault funny. Joe from Appleton joining us. Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. What do you want to say?
Of course, it's not funny, Jane. Be reassured that there are plenty of guys out here who say that's just a revolting idea. Now, what you got to understand is that the folks who populated that audience, in another time in their life, they wouldn't have found it funny either. But basically, and, you know, it's easy to toss this off as just a slag against them. It's a cult. And if you read the book by Stephen Hassan, who's an expert in cults, The Cult of Trump, it lays it all out for you. They check their reason at their door. They can have Orwellian-type doublethink in their head, where they would claim to be strong defenders of women, but then laugh at jokes like this and feel no conflict within them. It's unfortunate, but that's basically the people who still would vote for this fellow right now. I hate to say it, but yes, cultists.
Honestly, Joe, what would they say if this were their daughters or their wives or their sisters who had been sexually assaulted? They'd still be chuckling?
I would love to say absolutely not, but I can't say that 100%. It seems that whoever, anybody, even if they were strong supporters of this guy, if he just says they're no longer worth my time or it's beneficial to him to toss them under the bus, then his followers will demonize such people. So would somebody demonize their own daughter or their own spouse? God, I'd like to think no, but I am not certain that they wouldn't do that.
Thanks so much for checking in, Joe. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is sexual assault a laughing matter? Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you want to say, Troy?
I'm completely disgusted by that CNN would put him on, that Caitlin Collins would subject herself to this and give this guy this forum the day after this verdict came out to allow him to do this. This is awful.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's not so much what I feel like the headline this morning is like, what was CNN thinking? It's not. It wasn't a debate. It was just a town hall. It was all his supporters of Republican voters and maybe some independent voters. But it just, that seems like the huge whiff here. And I don't know what CNN's angle was.
To get ratings.
But also, yeah, to get ratings. And maybe it's to continue, I don't know, because CNN was also part of the most distrusted by Republicans. So maybe they're just trying to win over Republicans.
Well, and you know what Chris Licht, who is now running CNN, said this morning or
what?
Late last night? Hey, we made news. You're not supposed to make the news. You're supposed to report the news.
Yeah. But Troy, I guess...
It was like an hour-long commercial for Trump.
Oh, yeah. It was a rally, right?
Yep.
And it's so disappointing to see... I don't know. It feels as much as the win on... For sexual assault survivors the day before, it felt like... This was a win, and then to immediately be laughed at, I don't think people understand.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for calling, Troy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. All right, CJ, we are up against the clock. You got about a minute.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. No, assault is not okay, but this is also, it wasn't for Bill Clinton when he paid Paula Jones. Monica Lewinsky, JFK's been proven to certainly had his array, but of course it's not. Not supposed to be laughed at, shouldn't be. But, you know, again, he's not the first, but the way CNN handled it, of course they didn't discuss issues that were most important to Americans, like the border. We're going to watch that. You know, success of Kamala,
CJ,
Vice President, do
CJ,
nothing.
CJ, let's just focus.
Sir?
Let's just focus for a second. We're talking about whether or not sexual assault is funny, and according to the Trump supporters who were in the audience last night, it is. It's a laughing matter, and that's not going to affect their vote for this particular man. We are talking about Donald Trump. We're not talking about other sexual assaulters or those who have been accused of sexual assault. We're talking about Donald Trump.
Of course you weren't. Of course you weren't. You would want to focus on that because it's the current news.
That's what happened last night.
Yeah.
And so your constant whataboutism of what we else. Of course, there's always other things to talk about, but this is a 3-hour radio show, not an all day 24-hour radio show.
We are right up against the clock.
All right, we got to go to break.
But it's some of them, so we hold our breath, baby, nonetheless. We sing.
Have fun.
Hey,
all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to Hollyville.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only. Because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you don't understand why women say all men, but really you do. You understand that logic because you like guns, right?
True.
And what's one of the first safety tips they give you about guns is treat every gun
like it's loaded.
Like it's loaded, right? Exactly. Even if you know it's not loaded, all guns are loaded. Right? That's how you look at every gun. Because you can't look at somebody's gun and tell if it's loaded or not. Right? Women are doing the exact same thing. Because any man could be her assailant. She can't look at a man and be like, oh, that's the good one. So she treats all men like their potential assailants. The same way we do guns. It's the same.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Adnair. And we are talking about, we're asking the question, is sexual assault ever funny?
Because they found it funny last night.
Because plenty of people in the audience at the CNN town hall for Trump found it funny and were laughing at his antics. And for some reason, the day after a jury held Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll and awarded her $5 million in damages, Trump was given a platform to take the stage and defend himself, and as expected, he shirked all responsibility for the sexual assault, claiming he's never even met her, made jokes at her expense, and people laughed. And I don't think sometimes people understand how many women have been sexually assaulted. Like, depending on the severity.
Yes.
We're talking about like 1 in 4 to 1 in 6. And so that's a really, really, really high percentage. And if it's not someone, if it hasn't happened to you, it's certainly happened to a lot of your friends.
Even if they haven't told you.
I remember when I was in Vagina Monologues, because of course I was, in college. And the way that you always end a show. I don't know. Did you, and you tell me if you ended it like this too, where at the end of the show, they have you, if you're willing, to stand up if you've been sexually assaulted. And a certain amount of people stand up. And then they ask, stand up if you know someone who's been sexually assaulted. And every single show, 85%. Of the audience was standing after that question. And then the final question is, stand up if you're willing to continue to speak out and fight for survivors. And then everyone stands up. But it's the prevalence is beyond comprehension. And if you don't know someone, it's because they haven't told you.
Yes, exactly.
And so to laugh about this, even if it's your cult god, is so disgusting. And it's, we played that clip from TikTok. This is a pretty viral clip that I've seen on TikTok. It has like a million likes, let alone how many views it has, from a content creator named Caesar Studio. And it's such a great analogy of just how women exist in the world often is because we don't know where it's going to come from. There is a lot of good guys out there.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of guys who are not good, and there's a lot of guys who laugh along when given the opportunity.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text 844-96-PARTY from the 414. He is so beyond disgusting. No, it makes me want to crawl over glass to vote against this lying, hateful, poor excuse of a man. And again, where we started at the top of the hour, I was really angry initially. And then the more that I thought about it and read about Donald Trump's comments last night, it hurts me. Mm-hmm. It disappoints me beyond words.
Yeah.
From the 414, it's never funny. It will never be funny. CNN should never have had him on. They had the wrong moderator. Not her fault. Chris Licht set her up to fail, my opinion. Should have had someone who could really have gone after him and kept hammering on him on everything. He would have become more unhinged at that point, especially on the whole. I never met her. Oh, except for when I did meet her when we took that photograph. So, yeah, then apparently I did meet her. That little thing.
That little thing.
That little thing. Check in if you want. 844-967-2789. I know you're good guys. I know you're there. We need you.
And we need you to say something.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's the thing that so much of this is coming. Like, it's the conversations that happen when women aren't in the room. When it is
locker
talk.
Yeah.
And
just the boys being boys.
And what do you say in those situations when it makes you uncomfortable to have to be, hey, like, hey, that's not funny. Or I don't find that funny. Or why would you say that? Or why do you find that funny? Explain the joke to me. That's always a good hack when it's, whether it's a big, any kind of bigoted joke, whether it's sexist or racist or anti-Semitism, any of the isms, ask them to explain the joke and why the joke is funny. And just keep asking, be like, I don't understand. Until they get to the point where they have to say the quiet part out loud. And like, oh, yo, well, I actually don't find that funny.
But isn't that really the only way that this acceptance is going to change is by other men talking to other men?
Yeah.
And I've...
It's the same thing with racism, of white people talking to white people.
Right. It's got to come from you guys talking to each other.
I mean, we, like, as women, like, on this stuff, like, we can commiserate with one another, but there's only so much we can do to actually change it. So, all right, we're going to take another break. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I promise this whole show will lighten it up at some point. We do have Brewers tickets to give away today. We have a public cervix announcement at noon
next
with Dr.
Hour.
Kristen Lierley. A lot of fun stuff coming up, so stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shah
101. Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shah, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Title 42 border policy ends at midnight. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says it has resulted in a major increase in migrants coming to his city.
It's time that the president announce a declaration of national emergency.
The national COVID public health emergency also ends tonight. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder with more.
If you're on private insurance or Medicare, expect more out-of-pocket costs related to COVID testing and treatment. If you're on Medicaid, be sure to get your paperwork in to show you're still eligible or risk losing coverage.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny is to be charged with second-degree manslaughter in the New York City subway chokehold death of passenger Jordan Neely. This protester responds.
I definitely think it's one part of something that needs to happen, but I don't think that just incarcerating one person is going to take care of the issues that we need to, which are a lot bigger, in dealing with homelessness and mental health.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're looking for a few good men.
We know you're there.
We know you're there.
I know you're there.
Because we were both very troubled by the amount of people laughing in the town hall last night, in the CNN town hall for Trump. That was more like a, you know.
It was a rally.
It was a rally. It was a rally.
And they were laughing about sexual assault.
And they were laughing about E. Jean Carroll. And for us, we find that wildly offensive and inappropriate. And mocking women's pain is never okay. And hearing people think it's okay, why do you think that so many women don't feel safe in the world?
Or feel safe coming forward. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. John from Milwaukee joining As Goes Wisconsin. Hey, John, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say I sort of caught a little bit of that town meeting with Donald Trump, and I was appalled. I mean, I was ashamed for the women that were there.
Yeah.
And to really, the women that were there, they don't realize how much power they have. You know, they could have stopped that man in his tracks, you know, but they're applauding right along with the guys. You know, it just didn't seem right. So it leads me to believe that, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. And I say, well, if they don't feel as though there's nothing wrong with it, then line your mother, your grandmother up, your daughter, your grandchild up, females, and parade them in front of Donald Trump and let him have his way. If you don't find this offensive, you know. But the main problem is the man shouldn't even be running for president. He should be in jail. And I just want to ask you all one question. Does he have to register as a sex offender or no?
He does not, because it was a civil case and not a criminal case. And so he's liable for money, which we'll see if that actually ever
he doesn't pay gets his paid. Bills. He doesn't pay his bills. She's never going to get any money.
But the it wasn't a criminal case. Now, there are criminal cases still pending that have not that there's still indictments out there. There's still the Georgia case. There's other stuff that are criminal cases that he has been he's being investigated for. So we'll see where those goes. But the one that he actually found was liable for is just a civil case.
Thank you so much for calling, John. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in.
And I think you sent this to me yesterday and I wanted to dig into it a little bit more, but you found an article yesterday with Slate as far as what's going on with Republican women.
It was in Salon.
Salon.
Yes.
Okay. That's why when I'm looking on Slate's website
and
right now, I can't
find it.
Because I think I just skimmed it a little bit, but as far as the...
Well, in essence, again, looking at all the women who were in that audience last night who were laughing along with his jokes about sexual assault, this article posits that these women believe that the Equal Rights Amendment is a pipe dream. Equal rights with men is a pipe dream. It's never going to happen. Why put your energy behind that? So they're going to work within the system where they can get the farthest.
Yeah, because the tag, so the article is what has gotten into Republican women, and then the subtitle is GOP women freak out over losing reproductive rights, but embrace cruelty when it's someone else's rights at stake. And I think that's, you know, there were so many thought pieces and articles and probably even books written post 2016 and even 2018. I mean, there's data, right? Somewhere a couple points over 50%, depending on the election, of white women vote for these guys. For guys who have been accused of sexual assault. You know, let's not think of Roy Moore back in 20.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, but it's, you know, and the theory is I have, as a white woman, I am in closer proximity to power and security by aligning myself with my husband and other white men than I do daring.
Right.
Shall I dare to actually
challenge them?
Challenge them. And so it is in their favor of their own evolutionary biology, at
self-preservation,
least. Self-preservation is to laugh along and be pick-me's. And I guarantee that is the women in that audience last night. That is part of, because it took losing their rights for some to break rank and vote. I'm sure in the last couple elections we've had since Roe got overturned, that there's certainly some Republican women who have changed their voting habits, but it was everything before that didn't change their mind.
Right.
It was like, if it happens to them,
well, yeah, it's you. It's not me.
If it happens to me.
Well, oh, whoops. Now we got a problem.
And
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 608. Joe in Madison, the only people attending a Trump town hall now are MAGAs. At least he took the time between court hearings to remind the public how repulsive he is.
But the thing is, as he said, and as we talked about yesterday, his poll numbers are up. And, you know, I don't know, this is, it's a long ways away.
Yeah.
But there is still a lot of people who are not repulsed by him. And given the binary choice of him versus Joe Biden, I don't know. There's a lot of, well, it's just Trump being Trump.
Yeah.
And it doesn't scare the crap out of a lot of people that this is just, we're repeating 2016 all over again. No, you know, people inside the Republican Party aren't really challenging him. News outlets are giving him free press and coverage. And a lot of people are like, no, we're not going to go back there. This guy's never going to be president. This is all the same stuff that we did in 2016 all Absolutely. Over again. And I struggle with our show of like, how much attention do we give this guy? How much do we talk about it? Like, you know, I knew that this was happening last night. People had feelings about it. I'm sure a lot of the civic media shows, I know Todd talked about it. I know Earl talked about it right ahead of our show. I'm sure Devils will talk, you know, it's news. It's the news. But it's like, how much attention do you actually want to give it versus there's a lot of other things going on. And, you know, I'm excited. I'll just tease this a little bit, but CJ Safer is coming back tomorrow, and IRG, his think tank policy institute that he works for, just released today. They've done a statewide survey.
Yeah, they were all over the place.
All over the place. And the number one thing that they found is what Wisconsinites care about is health care. Is access to mental health care, is the cost of health care, like is things that are actually affecting their lives. And yet so often in the media, us included, like the pressure to feel like to cover whatever is the most salacious story of the day or what everyone else is talking about, because the like, well, I guess is what people want to hear versus trying to buck the trend and talk about some of the stuff that's maybe not as scandalous, but is actually on the top of people's minds as far as what's affecting their lives. And so I don't know. I don't have a great answer right now, but it's like in 2023, how much attention do we as this show want to give Trump? And how much do people actually want to hear about it?
Well, I think in this particular instance, because as we've pointed out before, we are a rare estrogen-filled program.
That is true.
On talk radio.
There's not a lot of us.
There aren't a lot of us. And I think we bring a different perspective, at least in this particular instance.
I totally agree with you there.
I do.
I totally agree with you there. And should we move on?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So there was an oversight hearing yesterday.
Mm.
And it was billed as going to be a very... very big thing.
Dun, dun, dun.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer had aired details on Wednesday of foreign business dealings by companies that he alleges benefited members of President Joe Biden's family during and after the years Biden was vice president. Except one, he kept saying the Biden family. And then when asked directly, do you have any evidence that Joe Biden benefited? Well, I think, you know, like Joe Biden probably, like he probably knows what's going on, like his family's dealing.
We have a clip.
A clip.
Take a listen.
I know the Republicans said that the smoking gun were these financial records that you were able to subpoena and got your hands on. They show that some of the president's relatives were paid more than $10 million from foreign sources between 2015 and 2017. And your party, the Republican investigators, say that that's proof of influence peddling by Hunter and James. But that's just your suggestion. You don't actually have any facts to that point. You've got some circumstantial evidence. And the other thing is, of all those names, the one person who didn't profit is there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegally.
Well, if you look at the laptop and the emails between the president's son and his associates, they went to great lengths to hide Joe's involvement. They even gave him nicknames. They called him the Celtic and the big guy. But make no mistake, Joe Biden was involved.
By the way, that was Steve Doocy of Fox News talking to James Comer.
There was another during the press conference, he evaded having to provide actual
evidence. Picky things.
Which is why, and this kind of goes back to our conversation to start the show yesterday, which is, every media outlet, our show, every show, you have your editorial discretion. And it doesn't mean the things that you're reporting are or are not true, but there is discretion in what stories you give priority to, what you're going to talk about, what you're going to put on the front page, how much space you're going to give it, et cetera, et cetera. And it was interesting because, the Comer thing, as I was scanning today's headlines and doing, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I read as much as I can and try to pick out the things that we're going to talk about, especially for the first hour of this show. Comer wasn't anywhere.
No. That's because there's no evidence.
And so it really was not the ground, earth-shattering, ha-ha moment.
Gotcha.
That it was previewed to be. But my favorite is... Oh, our own Rojo.
Oh, yes.
Calling on Americans to, quote, infer what's happening with Joe Biden and his family in the wake of allegations from the House Oversight Committee. So basically...
We also have...
Oh, do we have that clip?
We have that clip. Take a listen.
Going into these LLCs, and then from there, the money went from the LLCs to various Biden family members. What can you tell us about that? What were they getting paid for?
Well, again, on the bank records, you're not going to see bribe to change this policy. You have to infer what's happening here. You have to take a look at the bulk of the evidence. You have to file the money and realize, well, so what did this Biden family member do to earn that amount of money? I mean, so again, you have to infer these things. You're not going to get necessarily hard proof.
What? Yes, you're not going to.
Because, that's what they teach you in law school.
Inferring is just, that'll send you away forever.
Innocent until inferred guilty.
Innocent until inferred. That's got a shelf life.
And so, but you're not going to get hard proof, but you just got to read in between the lines.
Just make the assumptions and it'll take you right there.
But I also love, there's a Washington Post article that I'll link to today's show notes that, the headline is, it speaks for itself, the wider House Oversight's net, the more often it catches Trump. So I'll link that today if you have a interest in reading it. All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. Let's have some fun. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Love. Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Netnair. A couple housekeeping items for the rest of the show before we do three headlines and a lie to round out this first hour. Coming up next, after the top of the hour news, we are going to welcome back Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new Women's Health Weekly segment, Public Service Announcement. And we're going to come, we need a fancy Brian to come up with
a special intro.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we are going to tackle topics. News this week is updates on when women should start getting mammograms, updates on a over-the-counter birth control pill.
Yeah.
Which could be big news. And then we had a question. We had a question submitted to us about PCOS. And so we're going to read that question and kind of break down. It's something that a lot more women than you think have are diagnosed with. But we have a whole lot of information about that. If you have questions that you want answered today, 844-967-2789. You can text or call those in the next hour. Otherwise, if you have something that comes up, if you're listening to this as a podcast and you want to listen, you have questions for next week's segment,
yep,
you can always shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So we will talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly at the top of the next hour. And in the third hour, we are giving away Brewers tickets. So if you would like to go to the Brewers game and sit in the club level.
They're really good seats.
They're really, really good seats. This is for Saturday's game. And the first pitch is set for 6:10 p.m. at American Family Field. So, if you want to get those, come back in the third hour or stay till the third hour. But for now, we are going to play three headlines and a lie. Pretty simple rules. There are four headlines. Three of them are real. One of them is faker than an AI movie script. Can you guess which one? And
okay.
Then we always have Jane guess, but obviously you can play along. All right, number one, you can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl.
Lo-Fi Girl?
Lo-Fi Girl? I think it's Lo-Fi Girl. I don't even know what Lo-Fi Girl is.
Never heard of it.
All right, so that's number one. I'm now looking up Lo-Fi Girl is a French YouTube channel. and music label established in 2017. Well, there you go. All right.
Big in Iowa.
Number two, influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese.
Ew. Oh, ugh.
Number three, a fake Elon Musk disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event.
I want that to be true.
Number four, Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with a red bun.
Oh, for the movie?
Yeah, yes.
All right, go through them one more time.
All right, number one, you can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl. Number two, influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese. Number three, a fake Elon Musk disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event. And number four, Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with red bun. Now you have to tell me if you're saying you think it's real or fake.
Or fake.
There's only one that's fake.
That's fake. I know. Tough call this week.
Okay.
It's a tough call. God, I hope this is fake. The spaghetti knee cap.
That is real.
It's real. Oy.
So influencer reveals she cooked and ate part of her knee in a spaghetti bolognese.
Why?
The TikToker made the surprise admission on a podcast. A Spanish influencer has shocked fans after announcing she cooked and ate part of her knee cartilage during a romantic dinner with her partner.
Oh, my God.
Paula Ganu, who has over 3.1 million followers across YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, revealed her gruesome act on the 113 podcast. The 30-year-old had her knee meniscus removed after undergoing an operation to rectify an injury. According to the fashion and beauty influencer, she added the knee cartilage to spaghetti bolognese because it was part of her and she wanted to put it back in her body.
You could say that about excrement.
Oh, dang.
It was part of your body, Kristen.
Oh, so yeah, that one's real. So
oh, my.
Guess again.
The fake one is Elon disappointing anybody.
What was a fake Elon? And no, that is real.
That's real.
A fake Elon Musk angered and disappointed dozens of Chinese fans who showed up at a New York event wanting to meet the real deal. So this is attendees at an event in New York were left disappointed after a fake Elon showed up. People were seen flocking to the fake Musk and taking photos with him. It wasn't until after the event that people realized they hadn't actually met Musk. I wonder how much this guy, is there a picture? If this is the fake Elon, it does not
doesn't
look
even
like
him.
It doesn't even look like him.
Well, okay, so there's still one fake one there.
Still one fake one. So that these are what you have left. You can buy a lifetime pass for this Iowa movie theater's continuous showing of Lo-Fi Girl, or Burger King unveils Spider-Verse burger with red bun.
All right, this was my original inclination. And here I am dumping on Iowa again. I don't believe Iowans want a year-long pass to a French film.
Yes, that is true.
I tried to be nice to Iowa. I did.
But indeed, Burger King has unveiled a Spider-Verse burger with a red bun.
Which just sounds gross. Unless it's on the side of knee bolognese.
I know. I think the knee bolognese is a lot grosser than a dyed red bun.
I'll give you that.
But with great power comes great responsibility, and great responsibility comes hamburgers on red buns. But, you know, there's a picture of it. It's very red.
I'm sure it is.
But if it's, you know, you in the process of making bread or you just add some food dye, it's not.
Yeah, but red dye used to be bad.
I mean, most things used to be bad.
Well,
lead pipes, I mean, you were never, really bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm sure they've made advances and I'm sure the kids will love the red hamburger bun.
And it comes with, this is probably a little safer, but the their Spider-Man black cups with the eyes. Is there a new Spider-Verse coming out that I was not aware of? That this is a...
That is not my universe.
A marketing campaign that's happening right now?
I couldn't say.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have questions, the doctor will be in when we come back from the top of the hour news. Any questions on your health, women's health, we will address them. 844-967-2789. 8-9. Otherwise, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for our weekly public service announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Just don't spit on me.
Chili's been served.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.